Blog Talk Radio.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. The end of the storm, there's a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of love. Welcome to the land.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pica from Kitchen Politics, the radio show. And tonight's show will be Season 3. So, why is Arizona, Florida, and Texas so damn weird? Call in and speak to the host. It's 515-605-9802. And tonight's topic is of Arizona, Florida, and Texas seem to be stuck in the distant past and do everything that's contrary to the direction America is going. We will discuss the politics of these states and try to figure out why they stand out like a sore thumb every election. Thanks for vibing with us on Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with David Franklin and Lori Pica. We appreciate your sharing, liking, and commenting at www.facebook.com, KitchenPolitics123. If you want to call in and comment or just listen to the show, you can call 515-615-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. We love hearing from everyone, and thank you for joining in our conversation tonight, America. Are you there, David?
Yes, man, I'm here. Still have little sniffles and everything, but I'll try to keep up. Welcome, everybody. I'm David Franklin, New Mexico. Glad you could share us on all social media. As Laura said, the number is 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. We live in interesting times. Republicans have taken over, or are going to take over the House of Representatives. What are you feeling about that? You know, Kevin McCarthy is expected to be elected to Speaker of the House. It's not certain yet because a lot of far-right weirdos, the Trump Republicans, wants somebody else in besides him. And basically, Marjorie Taylor Greene from District 14 in Georgia, she's like the de facto Speaker of the House. She has that much power. So we'll talk about that. And it's so sad that, you know, that little, trying to be nice, a person like Marjorie Taylor Greene will have so much power. She and Lauren Boebert in this next House of Representatives. Before
tell
I take this call,
it's just,
you know, we'll have a couple of people waiting online and everything. Please, when you call in, say first name where you're calling from. No shouting over the horse. And no, you know, shouting at each other. If that's the case, then I'll just hang up on everybody. Okay, so let's get cooking. The number again
There's one thing I wanted to say before we started. Very simple. I just want to congratulate the USA soccer team. They won today, 1-0 over Iran. And I was so excited and happy, and they're going to go on Saturday against Netherlands. Go USA. What do you say, David?
Oh, Netherlands. That's one of my favorite teams, them and Brazil. So good luck to USA, Team USA. You know, the World Cup is very exciting. And for those who don't like soccer, trust me, tune in. It's the best 90 minutes of your life, trust me.
You know,
it's orgasmic.
I found it very interesting that the Iran team did not sing their national anthem. I think it's because of everything that's going on in their country right now, and it's they're having a sort of a revolution, so to speak. And I also read that when they go back, some of them will be they'll maybe be facing jail time for not singing the national anthem. So we have to remember what democracy is in a country and how important it is, because we're seeing things and hearing things that are sickening.
Yes, it is. And for those who are wondering, the intro music today was You'll Never Walk Alone by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Special hello to the England, the people in England who listen to Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3. That was Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone. That's an anthem for Liverpool Football Club as well, the best football club in England and the world. So let's get this thing started. We have a caller here from Michigan. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3. What's cooking tonight?
Good evening. I'm just going to listen today.
Okay.
This is Elaine from Michigan.
Hi,
Elaine from Michigan.
Yeah, just going to listen.
Okay, yes, that sounds wonderful.
Because I can't think Laurie had texted me about program was going to be about. I can't figure it out, so I'm going to listen and I'll learn something today.
Okay, well, we're all in the same boat, trust me.
Yes, ma'am. So Arizona, two counties in Arizona, has yet to certify the election of Kate Hobbs as governor-elect. There are strong Republican strongholds. Florida is batshit crazy as usual with that, you know, Nazi Ron DeSantis. Texas is like a place by itself, you know. You know, how can Uvalde, the voters in Uvalde, vote for Governor Abbott again after what he did after the shooting?
Yes, they did. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, well,
you know,
yeah, the voting overwhelmingly for Greg Abbott. So Florida, a special welcome and hello to Republic of Florida. As one caller, you know, a couple weeks back said, Florida is a constitutional republic. So, hey.
Yeah.
What about Florida?
Good luck to that.
It's a country by itself.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of Florida, yes, David, I agree with you. I'm still floored over that. I haven't been able to wrap my head around that one yet. But hey, you know, talking about Florida, Florida's Attorney General says that Americans from blue states are moving to the Sunshine State because it's so tough on crime. And she says it's not rocket science to figure out. I mean, really? You know, I mean, come on. If you're in a blue state, you have more murders than if you're in a red state. I highly doubt that, number one. And number two, what kind of a statement is that? And what does she have to back it up besides just having a, you know, a ridiculous comment to make, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
You know? And,
I don't know.
And, you know, the main reason why people go to Florida is because mm-hmm. they have, you know, their housing is relatively affordable. I mean, in the years past, I have heard that, you know, but you have to, you know, I mean, not by the beach, of course, and, you know, the more north you go, I mean, there's no ocean, et cetera, so, and a lot of it is swampland, so, yeah, it is more affordable, probably, you know, but that's no reason to, for me, as far as I'm concerned, to ever live in Florida, but, you know, that kind of got me right there, you know,
yeah.
And the other thing is that there's one more thing, you know, there's a new Florida legislature, GOP supermajority. Do you think they're going to butt head with the governor? What do you think?
No, because, you know, the state legislature is predominantly Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything Ron DeSantis wants, Ron DeSantis will get. For example,
mm-hmm.
there's a Sunshine Law which states that if you're running for one office, you have to demit the other office. And they want to change the law now where Ron DeSantis could remain governor while running for
mm-hmm.
the Republican nomination for 2024. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's how trite Florida's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's just backward Florida. You know, very backward and very redneck and very
mm-hmm.
uncouth. I'm trying to find words, the adjectives to describe my experiences living there for years in Florida. And the people
yeah.
still get it. You know, if you live outside Broward County and
mm-hmm.
Miami-Dade, then, you know, you're just strictly red Republican. You
mm-hmm.
know, there's no
yeah.
thought of like, okay, what are the Republicans putting forward? What are Democrats
yeah.
putting forward to make Florida better,
mm-hmm.
to make America move forward? You know, so,
yeah.
oh, my grandpappy is Republican, so I'm voting Republican. You know, these socialists,
mm-hmm.
Islamofascists, you know, communists, Democrats, these homosexual-loving
mm-hmm.
Democrats, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the argument I'm talking. Oh, these Democrats want to take away our guns. Every
mm-hmm.
goddamn election site, the same thing. And
it's the same
no
garbage.
Matter how much, yeah, how much we'll,
mm-hmm.
we'll say, hey, we're not trying to take your guns. We're not trying to, you know, the things that Republicans said Democrats are for. You know, look on
mm-hmm.
the infrastructure bill, for example, where
mm-hmm.
a lot of it is going into Florida, and all Republicans
mm-hmm.
voted against it, but yet still they ran an infrastructure bill that they're all voting against. It's not only in
mm-hmm.
Florida, but also in Michigan, in all over the United States. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's like people refuse to, like, having a critical thinking and saying, oh, okay,
yeah.
so Joe Biden is for this, Democrats are for this, Republicans are for taking away Social Security, which I depend on, you know, if you're 65
mm-hmm.
years and older, you know,
mm-hmm.
school programs where, you know, they want to, like, defund public schools and put in chartered private schools, you know,
mm-hmm.
pump more money
yeah.
in the prison industrial complex, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
it's like people don't
yeah.
learn. They listen to Fox News and other right-wing media, which just full up on nonsense and lies and garbage and been debunked over and over
mm-hmm.
and over again, but yet still the vote Republican. So when shit hit the fan, you know, and it's, oh, fake news, CNN, MSNBC, yada, yada, yada,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when Democrats try to articulate what they're for, they fail miserably because we don't have the well-oiled machine like Republicans do. And Republicans
mm-hmm.
can lie on the drop of a hat. So Democrats, thank God, have the war room now where everything that Republicans say that's a lie,
yeah.
we counter them with the truth.
Yeah.
And we should have done that
yeah.
years ago, but now it's going to be done.
Yeah. You know, the thing is about, you know, DeSantis is that, in his first 4 years, you know, he got just about everything he wanted in the GOP-controlled legislature in his state. You know, when he vetoed bills, lawmakers didn't even try to override him. You know, he was like a, he was, you know, more than just a governor, if you know what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm not really sure that this legislature is going to allow him to continue that reign of power that he has. I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch, you know.
No, having lived in Florida for years and have a Republican majority, they'll give him everything he wants because they're just fascistic like him. Yes, yes. There are a bunch of bastards in there.
Yeah, I'm hoping against hope for Florida, but, you know, the thing is that I don't really feel sorry for them because they voted for him, so, but you know what I'm saying. And I think that he has his, I think he has eyes on, to 2024. I really do think that as well. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens in Florida, you know, as far as, you know, everything that goes on. And, you know, and as far as we can go into Arizona now, you know, the governor that was previously, he was a GOP, you know, Republican governor, his name was Doug Ducey. And he and his ministry, you know, I'm sorry, he actually welcomed Katie Hobbs in a statement for and congratulated her for her victory. But then we have, you know, the crazy lady who the day after
Carrie
the election, went, went and had dinner with Carrie Lake, went and had dinner with, you know, Trump. And he told her not to concede no matter what, no matter what, do not concede, you know. And she's crazy. I don't understand. You know, she's drunk on power or something. I mean, does she really think that she's not going to, you know, have to concede? Of course she's going to have to concede, you know. And if she doesn't do it publicly, who cares? She's no longer, she's not going to be the governor of that state. Bottom line, so she can pout and cry and, you know, put out all her little tweets and go cry on Trump's shoulder all she wants. You know, it's not going to happen. So, you know.
Another thing about Carrie Lake, who lost the governorship in Arizona, her campaign made threats to the police department and it's being investigated.
Oh, really?
You know, yes. It happened, what, 3-4 days ago? And, you know, she is refuting, saying that nothing like that happened. But, you know, the police are saying something totally different, you know? So hopefully good sense prevail and she won't cite her followers to violence. Day after the election and the verdict was, Katie Hobbs was announced the winner. She said that the right on the Capitol building, there will be demonstrations about how Katie Hobbs stole the elections and what have you. And just five people plus a cameraman showed up waving flags and what have you. Five people. So her next move, it is alleged that her next move is going to be running for the Republican National Committee chair seat. Rona Daniels, that's Mitt Romney's niece, is current chairman. I don't think she'll relinquish that position anytime soon. You know, and then she, you know, Carrie Lake is now jockeying for position to be Donald Trump's running mate. You know, she played this weird commercial. It's on YouTube, if I could find it, where she was praising, heaping praises on Trump. It was just this weird, crazy thing, you know.
She's barking up the wrong tree because, you know, Trump's in trouble. So, and also, you know, the pillow fight man, you know, the pillow fight man, right? Mike Lindell.
Yes.
He's also announcing a challenge for the RNC chair. Did you know that? That's something.
Yeah.
I know. He said he announced his bid to run as chairman of the Republican National Committee on Monday, mounting a challenge to Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, whom he says has failed the GOP after the party's lackluster midterm performance. His announcement comes just days after the MyPillow CEO hinted at a long-shot bid to run against McDaniel, noting Republicans need someone who knows how to run a business at the helm of the party. That's him, Mr. Pillow Man. Go for it. I found that hysterical when I read that.
I mean, really? You know, and yeah. They're living in a different universe, I think. You know, even Herschel Walker recently said, sometime today he said, people born after 1990 don't deserve citizenship. Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's the latest crazy thing he said. Herschel Walker.
Oh, my Lord have mercy. That's crazy.
Because Raphael Warnock ran this ad, is a one-minute ad, and the potential voters or the voters in Georgia listen to the different, you know, speeches that Herschel Walker gave. He was talking about bad air moving from China to America and all good air moving to China and all sorts of garbage. And the people are looking and saying, what the hell is he talking about? You know, what am I watching?
There's
imagine
something.
If a man like Herschel Walker.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yes, it is. It is. Imagine if a lunatic like Herschel Walker become a U.S. senator. Jesus Christ.
And it came out today that the home in Georgia has been rented for 17 years. He does not live in Georgia. He lives in Texas. And he also gets a tax break in Texas. So he does not live in Georgia. So how does this kind of, how does this work? How does this work in this country? I thought you're supposed to live where you're, you know, where you're going for your, you know, your Senate, your Congress, whatever. You're supposed to live there, mayor, however it is. That's where you're supposed to live. And they get away with it. It's
Exactly.
You know?
Because look on Michigan 10. Look on Michigan 10. Karen Marlinga, living in the district for years, high-powered attorney, what have you. You know, so it is Oates in the district for years, many years. But yet still, this guy, John James, come out of nowhere, pump money in this campaign, won the seat, you know, outside money, play also a big part in it. I mean, and these people don't know what they're voting for, who they're voting for. It's
and
Republican behind the name.
Exactly. And the other thing is, David, he doesn't live in the district either.
Exactly. That's my point. You know,
he lives in Farmington, which is a good 45 minutes away. It's wrong. You know, I don't know. And the other thing, you know, when you talk about Texas, you know, they voted Abbott back in, and he's already starting shit. I mean, here he goes right here. He's already talking about, he's already targeting discussions of gender identity in Texas school. The Republican governor indicated support for a law discrimination. Discussions about gender identity in schools are likely a target for upcoming legislative session, as Governor Greg Abbott alluded to his support for stopping what he called indoctrination. The Republican governor on Sunday tweeted a link to, of course, Fox News, about Fort Worth teacher who reportedly came out to students and staff as a non-binary, and discussed it with the middle schoolers. Abbott responded that lawmakers will put a stop to this nonsense during the session that starts January 10th. First of all, I highly believe that a teacher, especially the middle schoolers, maybe high schoolers, I'm not sure, but maybe a little chance there, but to middle schoolers, I really don't think what is her point, or what is the point of that discussion? Really, what would be the point of her having a discussion like that in her classroom?
About transgender and things like that.
Yeah.
Of that nature.
Yeah. You know, yes. I mean, that's part of the curriculum. It's not part of, you know, maybe, you know, if a student asks a question, you know, maybe you can answer the question, but you know, I find it hard to believe that they would put themselves in that position. You know?
Yeah, the thing is, no, somebody, they're trying to force their religious beliefs on children. They're trying to, like, put it in the curriculum. You know, they're not going to teach about the Holocaust and slavery, but, you know, they'll teach about the Bible and what have you. You know, and in public schools, that's wrong, because suppose you're a Muslim, suppose you're a Sikh, suppose you're a Buddhist, and, you know, you don't really believe in the Bible, then, you know, it's like, you know, you're forcing religion on people.
Yeah, what if you're an atheist, too?
Right? You know?
Yeah. What if you don't believe, period? What if you were just raised not to believe? I mean... Yeah, it's crazy, you know. It's actually crazy. You know, and another thing that he did, which really, really pissed me off, is that let's see, yesterday he bused migrants to Philadelphia from Texas. And these kids some of them were dehydrated. There was 28 of them. So a bus carrying about 28 migrants from Texas has arrived in Philadelphia, including a 10-year-old girl suffering from dehydration and a high fever, was whisked to the hospital for treatment. Advocates who welcomed them as they arrived outside of Philadelphia's 30th Street station before dawn Wednesday said they came from Colombia and the Dominican Republic and Cuba. Texas officials have been sending buses with thousands of migrants to so-called sanctuary cities like New York, Washington, Chicago, and beyond, a tactic that escalated this fall. A bus full of migrants seeking asylum that departed from Texas arrived in Philadelphia Wednesday morning, and then, like I said, with the and it had 28 children on it. And, you know, why did these things, I mean, this really kind of gets to my heart. These are kids. They're children. They're probably without their parents. They're here maybe in asylum for their lives, for, you know, to try to get, I don't know their exact reasons. I don't. But don't we in this country have to have a heart for these children, and they're probably traumatized when you're put on a bus. You don't know where you're going. It's traumatizing.
Right.
It makes me sick to my stomach that this man gets away with this stuff, just like the Satan got away with it. It's maddening, and it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? To top it off, they use taxpayer money to do all this shit.
Yes.
And that's illegal. Why isn't the Attorney General for those states prosecuting? Why? Because they're Republicans as well. That's a very good. The state legislators, they're Republican mostly. You know, so nothing will come of it. And that's the sad part about it. If a Democrat had done that, you know, hell and high water will come where they throw the book at this Democrat. Like, how dare you use taxpayer money for this, that. You know, but you know, Republicans can do anything and say anything with no consequences. Look at Lauren Boebert, for example, that idiot in District 3 in Colorado, you know, where she maligned, you know, the LGBT community, where she maligned people who are not Christian, and, you know, touting guns and what have you. And then when the things happen, you know, she's anti-Semitic as hell. And when the shootings happen, she's like, her thoughts and prayers go out to the families who have lost. Fuck you, Lauren Boebert. You know, you can shove that apology up your stinking ass because you don't mean it. You know, you're part of the problem, Lauren Boebert.
Yeah. You know? She doesn't mean it. No, absolutely does not mean it. She could care less. You know, she could care less.
It's just sickening. And, you know, I'm not sick of it, man. I'm sick of it.
Well, we all are, you know. So let's talk about Georgia for a minute. They're doing this, you know, the early voting has soared in Georgia. They have, they had, of course, it's between Warnock and, of course, Herschel Walker. And they had more than, from Friday, in 159 of the state's counties through Friday, with more than 500,000 Georgians, about 7% of all active voters, have cast their ballots either in person or absentee. Of those, more than 468,000 have voted early in person. I mean, that is awesome. So Monday's total set a new single-day record with 301,000 people voting early in person, according to state data. So, and it's also saying that Black Georgians are outpacing other demographic groups. According to the data, 39.2 of the total turnout as of Monday compared to 48.4 for white voters through White People Meetup, nearly double the share of the overall state population. So that's good news. I mean, I think that's really good news. So
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm hoping that, you know, because the early voting, I'm just hoping there's a voting for, you know, voting blue, you know, for Warnock. I mean, that's my hope and my prayer. And if we do, we get the Senate majority, and that will just help so many things.
Yeah, I can tell Manchin and Sinema to, you know, kiss our asses and go away. They won't be playing kingmakers anymore. Kind of what they're doing, I think, you know, that, you know, that's have the upper level and the upper hand against Democrats. And, you know, so anyway, we have a new caller calling in from Michigan. They've been waiting a long time. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
It's Susan. How you guys doing?
Good.
Oh,
how are
good.
You,
oh, God, you know, I'm listening to all the stuff you're saying, and I agree with it, but we have to go to the fundamentals. Why is the Republican Party turning into a Nazi party? It's because the government, I mean, the corporations are buying and supporting the candidates so they can have no regulation and huge tax breaks. And so they're willing to do anything they want and put these crazies like Walker in office so they can be yes men for them. And the only way they can get the base, you know, that they built under the orange one, the crazies that, you know, believe in white supremacy and anti-Semite and all these other crazy things is to get them behind them because they don't have enough power just on their own. But the underlying thing, follow the money.
And we know that. You know, I mean, we've known that forever. That needs to be fixed. Hopefully, eventually, they will fix it. But, you know, when it starts costing millions of dollars to just run a Senate campaign or a local campaign, you know that something's wrong.
That's so true. And our elections went to shit when the Supreme Court said, excuse me, I got the drips. The Supreme Court said corporations are people too and can give as much money, and that it went to crap after that because they bought and paid for the Congress. There's no doubt about it. Why is medicine cost thousands of times more than it cost them to make it, and cheaper everywhere else in the world for the same damn thing? Because they can. And I don't know how we're going to change that unless we just get rid of we have to get rid of the party. They're not the Republican Party of the old days. You know, that was business, and they were straight, and they helped build bridges and all that stuff, and that all went to the wayside. They're not building infrastructure. It's crumbling. I thank God Biden's doing something, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. We need to do a lot more. And the first things out of the head of the Republican Party, we got to cut Social Security and Medicare that we all paid into. But that's the first thing they said. Why would even their own party go for it? All their constituents want Medicare and Medicaid, you know, Social Security. We paid into it. We're it's our money, not their money.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Exactly. I don't get it.
Just ignorance, willful ignorance. And listen to Fox News and other people on the right that don't have their best interests at heart. And the Supreme Court is at fault because when they put through, the Koch brothers, Citizens United, then everything went to hell, basically, in a handbasket. Corporations had more power than the people who elected these politicians to power. And the only thing or the only way we can, counteract that is if the Democrats and Joe Biden expand the Supreme Court from 9 seats to 15 seats. That's the only way I see this thing, getting better.
You're absolutely right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if we win in Georgia, we can really do that if we win in Georgia. We really can. Mm-hmm. Right now, we need the vice president. Kamala Harris, she would be the 51. But if we had Senator Warnock there, there's all kinds of things that we can do.
I just when is our government against the people and for the corporations, and they don't give a crap about us? And I don't understand why they can't get their act together on immigration laws. We can send that rocket up to the moon, but we can't figure out how to handle all these people that want to come in our country. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Our ancestors came from Europe and other places. True, they had to go across the ocean on a boat, but you had to get your papers set up before you even came. You had to have a sponsor who gave you housing and a line on the job. Why can't we do that again?
I think because the humanitarian crisis that's happening in Ukraine, and different
South America and Mexico.
South
America, crime, corruption, poverty, and bad weather and everything.
But guess what? Back in the 1960s and 70s, when the Cold War was in the height of the Cold War and everything, the United States, along with the former Soviet Union, helped destabilize these countries to fall in line with their policies and principles and pit people against each other. For example, Chile, when Allende was president, he was a democratic socialist. Pinochet was the main opposition. And Pinochet was the most brutal dictator there ever was in the history of Chile. The CIA killed Allende because he was going communist, or that's the alleged rumor. And, they didn't want Chile and other South American countries to turn communist, like Cuba. because it's an American backyard and everything. You know, so is that they get rid of one person and put in their own puppet, which was Pinochet. And we'll see what happened with Pinochet, where, you know, if you're against Pinochet, he'll take you up in a plane without parachutes, throw you off. Many millions
That's
of
right.
people were disappeared because they disagreed with Pinochet and everything. And America knew this. Great Britain and the G7 countries knew this because, oh, Pinochet is a son of a bitch, but you're our son of a bitch. You do what
mm-hmm.
we say. And if you don't do it, then we'll just get rid of you and put in the next puppet government. And so now the after effects of the Cold War, which was ended in 1989 when the Berlin Wall collapsed and everything. So these people now, they have a taste of freedom. And so, you know, the corrupt people that were in there from Pinochet and whoever else in South America, they still have the power. And, you know, drug cartels play a pivotal part in corrupt societies. And they're trying to run away from the violence and the corruption. We see it in Colombia. You know, we see it in different South
yep.
American countries. You know, they're
yep.
trying to start
people
a fresh new life in America. But,
yeah.
you know, and but because these people are not white, you know, America said, oh, no, you know, you want to come here? Oh, no, no, stay to your country. Don't cross our borders. Go back. You know,
yep.
because according to statistics, by 2045, the labor statistics, which is nonpartisan, say that America will become a minority-majority country where the majority won't be white anymore. And so that really pissed a lot of right-wingers off and said, oh, you know, alien invasion, you know, they want to come take over our country and everything. Well, you know, you should have talked to Nixon, you should have talked to Reagan when they're doing the Cold War stuff. But no, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so
yeah,
that's my take on
it. And the United States needs those workers here. Who white boys don't pick up apples and cherries off the trees anymore. Who does the
mm-hmm.
landscaping? Who does the roads and the heavy, awful work? It's our immigrants
mm-hmm.
that do it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and the farmers have mm-hmm. a hard time because right now they can't even get the seasonal passes to come in. So they're
mm-hmm.
a SOL because they don't have anybody to pick their crops or help them on the farm and stuff like that. Because the people that live here don't want to do that work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, and
yeah.
you know,
and they're afraid. They're afraid because we have some white Karens out there. So, oh, you know, where are you from? Quizzing them. Can I see your papers? You know, like they're important. You know, who are you? You're not part of the government. You're not part of immigration. Why should I show you anything? I hear these people speaking their native language, whether it's, you know, Dutch or Spanish or whatever. So, oh,
mm-hmm.
go back to your country. You know?
Yeah, they're full of crap.
It's and Trump enabled these people to come out with his, you know, nasty rhetoric, you know, about,
with
you know, Mexicans
yeah.
being... You know,
this country was
you know,
built on immigrants, and it was built on separation of church and state. They found it for religious freedom. So now they
mm-hmm.
want to shove their religion down everybody's throat,
mm-hmm.
supposedly.
Yes,
but behind
Taliban.
All that is money and power, which is crap,
mm-hmm.
too. You
yeah,
know,
the Christian Taliban movement. That's what I call it.
Ironic, you know? Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. You know. So, what you guys think about Florida? Is there any redeemable quality about Florida and Florida politics? Do you think
no.
a Democrat will ever win the governorship of Florida in the next 10 years?
I don't understand why.
It's been
all
very
the
votes
down there vote for the Republicans. I don't get it.
It's mm-hmm. very gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
you know, David,
I hear bad feedback.
I just want to go back for a second because we were just talking about migrant workers. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the stadium in Qatar where they're playing the World Cup right now.
Yeah, that was awful.
You know, the migrants that They built that. I think they built that stadium, I want to say, in 2 years, but I might be wrong.
It was almost 10 years, over 10 years, because they built a bunch of stadiums and hotels and bridges and all that.
Yeah.
And
so there's,
they admitted to 400 to 500 migrants at least died.
Oh, no.
Working.
It was thousands, my darling.
I
it
know, but the one guy said 400 to 500.
Yeah,
that's
no,
because
it's not
they
true.
Were saying, oh, no, just 100 or so.
Yeah, no.
Plus, they didn't
uh-uh.
pay them, and they treated them like crap.
Yeah, and a lot of them never went home because they died. So this is what happens in the world, you know, and it's not just here in this country.
No.
But it's always the migrants, and the migrants are the ones that, you know, do the hard
suffer.
Work and the labor, and then, you know, don't get paid, and they suffer. And, you know, they're the ones that, you know, make the clothes, you know, for all around the world. Think about that. I mean, there's so many things. And that's a whole different show. I mean, we could actually do a show on that. And that's something that has always bothered me. But I just wanted to mention that. That's all. I just, you
yeah,
know,
it's not
to
just here.
That.
It's everywhere. You know, it's not fair. It's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
I don't see turning the world like America's better. You know, we're not better.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, America's
yeah.
not better. You know, we've turned shit. If we kind of let Donald Trump, president of the United States, then
just,
we're not a good country.
I still can't believe that he got to be president. And impeached twice. Isn't there a rule against running again? If you were impeached, they want to kick you out. You're not going to come back in again. I don't get that.
They want to pass that 14th Amendment, and that'll ban them from running again. Now, another thing today, the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, found guilty of sedition conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
He can get up to 25 years in prison. That is, you know, that's like, how do you say, the supply chain? He's like up at the top. I guess if you want to, you know, if you want to go that way. Yeah, so
that
was
terrific.
Yes, that made me happy.
And one
other
guy with him was insurrectionist, too.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but there are 2 out of 5. And then the other ones were guilty of other things, you know, trying to stop the vote count and stuff like that.
Well, seditious conspiracy, and that's what he was charged with, is the most serious charge that has been brought so far in any of the 900 criminal cases stemming from the vast investigation on the Capitol attack. And like I said, the maximum penalty could be up 20 to 25 years. So, I don't feel bad.
I hope that stands as a warning to other people not to be dumbasses like that.
Yeah.
That you can't say everything and do whatever you want and walk around with your big guns. Not get in trouble for it.
And also, there was 5 other ones. Stuart Rhodes, Kelly Miggs, Jessica Watkins, Thomas Caldwell, and Kenneth Harrison. They were all charged with seditious conspiracy as well. So the wheels of justice do take some time, but sometimes the wheels of justice work. And that kind of made me happy today because I thought, okay, one more. Let's go up one more ladder. We have another ladder to climb.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it's thundering lightning and pouring like crazy here.
Oh, no.
Plus we're supposed to have 55-mile-an-hour winds between today and tomorrow.
Oh,
so we might lose power.
Wow.
It's Lake Michigan for you.
I know, it's the way, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you
the whole
about,
world is screwy. But
hey,
that was good. They got punished, and I hope there's more to go. And, you know, the orange one has to go to prison, too. It's all his fault.
Yeah, he's going to be a prison bitch soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You know, he has been mouthing off, you know, in his Truth Social. And he's been his wife has been threatened, and his family's threatened. You know, he even threatened him. So
Jack Smith.
If you think that he's and allow that, not going to happen. Not going to happen. You know. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, he's got so many cases against him, and I mean, like Georgia should be a piece of cake. They got him on tape. Find me so many votes. That's majorly against the law and the Constitution. And then, you know, Mar-a-Lago taking all those secret papers and stuff. That's another one. And you got to wonder what he did with them all, because there's some missing ones. Who did he sell them to? I don't know. I just wish they'd hurry up. They can't hurry up, I know, because they have to have all their ducks in order. But that new guy coming on, Smith, is his name? That's good. And he already jumped on something real quick, and he's not even here yet. So that's good. It's going to move fast now.
We had two callers waiting online, but I hung up. Whoever you are, please call back.
I'll say goodnight to you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thanks
you
for calling in.
All right.
Goodnight.
Yes, bye-bye.
Calling. Bye-bye. I hope that you call back.
Yeah, that was Susan from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes, hopefully the call back. So Donald Trump, shield Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes, as you know, is the racist white supremacist who came to have lunch with Trump. And Kanye West was there as well. He was Kanye's guest, as a matter of fact. You know? So, again, we're in an alternate universe where Trump and his minions, you know, trying to, like, run things and, you know, think they're in charge and everything.
I mean, what do you think, David? Think about this. What do you think that Kanye West and Trump have in common at all? I mean, what do they talk about? What can you possibly talk about?
They're idiots.
I mean, I just I don't get it. You know, and then the other guy, which I never heard of until just recently, the Nick guy, you know, he sounds like he's a right-wing nut job, isn't he?
Right, yes, yes. Elaine, could you turn on your TV, please?
Oh, is that what the noise is?
Feedback is terrible. And Kanye West asked Trump recently to be his running mate. What do you think about that, Laurie?
That's what I think about it.
It's ridiculous. Republican
Party
has gone off the deep end. They've gone off the deep end.
That's why I'm saying, you know, what do those two have in common? I mean, honestly and truly. And, you know, the IRS said that Kanye West owes $50 million in back taxes. I found that hysterical. Of course.
Yeah, Trump hasn't paid any taxes in how much years?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what they have in common. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to play this clip. Georgia voters reacted to Herschel Walker in a new Warner campaign ad that was run recently before the early voting started Saturday. And, you know, at the top of the program, that people are wondering what the hell was Herschel Walker talking about. I'm trying to cue it up and everything. This is just bizarre. You know, it's just, when you hear Herschel Walker speak, he makes Donald Trump sound like a Rhodes Scholar. That's how bad he is.
I know.
It was like, check it out. Listen to it. You ready for it? Hold on.
I'm ready.
God, this is really weird. It's weird.
I'm ready.
You ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better, don't get better, but keep watching it anyway? Because the other night, I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some kind of night. But it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires, cool people.
What the hell is she talking about?
Is it for real? But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know what she's
talking about?
I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf.
Oh, my gosh. He's talking about vampires and werewolves right now.
Yeah, y'all serious about this, right?
He's talking about vampires and werewolves. Y'all
mm-hmm.
listening, right?
So I'm telling this little story
exactly.
about this bull out in the field with two cows. And three of them are pregnant.
There's no substance. There's nothing.
So you know you got something going on.
It makes me want to laugh, and then it makes me think we're in trouble.
But all he cared about is kept his nose against the fence, looking at three other cows that have been blown to him. Now all he had to do is eat grass.
This video is ridiculous. That's 35 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Why would I want someone like that leading the state of Georgia? Unbelievable.
It's all the same air.
Not only does it make no sense, I don't even understand what he thinks he's saying.
And watch these on Twitter, and I'm like, what is this guy talking about? Like, literally, what is he talking about?
He's completely qualified for this really, really good job.
No one's watching this and being like, oh, man, that guy's got it together. And sometimes, like, I read through the comments because I'm like, is anybody actually understanding, or are we just sitting here wasting time? It is embarrassing. Let's call it what it is. It is embarrassing.
They just care about getting a yes, man. Somebody did it. Just punch the button.
I think it's a risk to me and millions of Georgians to put this man in a position of power.
Let's call it what it is. It's embarrassing as hell.
At all. Well, you know.
Yeah, so that was crazy. That was weird. That was...
Mm-hmm.
Wackadoodle. Nuts. That's all I can say. Now imagine if Herschel Walker win that race.
I don't see how when I mean, don't you think the Georgians are seeing these ads and listening to what he's saying and
mm-hmm.
thinking, what the hell? You don't think that's happening? I would pray
yeah.
that it's happening.
But then again,
I think about Texas and Beto O'Rourke won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Greg Abbott won.
Yeah, and again,
Georgia.
Yeah, come back to the topic: Texas and Florida and Arizona, they're a damn
yes.
word politically. You know,
yes.
you could like spoon feed them the facts and contradict what Republicans are doing. Are not doing,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
for corporations, for rich individuals, you know.
Yes.
Texas is right next door to New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and so is Arizona. We're in between Arizona and Texas, and the madness that happened in those two states right beside New Mexico is just astounding. I can't find words to describe how crazy, you know, people are. In terms of like
yes.
voting Republican this day and age, because the Republicans tell you what they're going to do: take away Social Security, take away the Affordable Care Act, you know, cut more taxes for the rich and corporations. But yet still, you vote Republican. Why? I wish somebody, a Republican, would call in and explain why they vote Republican.
I
don't want to hear anything about morals and family values, because these mm-hmm. goddamn people don't have any morals nor family values, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. And they've proved it over and over again. If you're paying attention, you know, for those of us that are paying attention, then, you know, that's a different story, but there are people that do not pay attention. They just, I don't, well, part of it is the right-wing media, and we know that. and those that follow, you know, Fox and whoever else is out there, I honestly, I don't know, because I don't listen to any of it, because I don't need to, because I know it's insane. But these people fall into these cracks, and, you know, for some reason, they feed into it. I don't know if they're not educated. I don't know if they're just, if they hear something, because they always bring up, you know, Christians. They always bring up, you know, and it doesn't make any sense, because if you're a Christian, why would you bus migrants to a, and put kids on a bus and send them from one part of the country to the next? I mean, why, if you're a Christian, would you do that? Why wouldn't you put them like in a church or someplace like that and feed them and clothe them and nurture them for a little while so they can get used to their surroundings? That is what it's about.
Yeah.
It makes no
sense.
There
are a bunch of Mexicans, non-white people who should know the place and stay where they are and suffer. That's a Republican philosophy. If you're not white, Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and you're not full of money, then they don't want you in the party, much less not be white. Oh, hey, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going back to, if you are supposedly a Christian, you know, a Christian faith, you're supposed to accept everybody. That's just what it is. I mean, supposedly that's what Jesus did. He accepted everybody. So why is it different now? Why is it different? Because they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not Christians. Christian in name only.
Yeah. And when they, you know, and when they, you know, when it's convenient, let's put it that way, you know. So, like I said, it's just, it's sad. You know, it's sad that this country has not evolved. You know, we could be so much better in this country. We could be so much happier as a people in this country. And I think the younger generations are going to be happier. I really do believe they're going to be happier in their lives, because they know what acceptance is. It's just the people that we have running this country right now that just don't want to give it up. They don't want to give up money, power, and hatred.
And you know, the few GOP people in Congress who spoke out against Trump's Nazi dinner, you know, it's not just about Trump anymore. It's about the Republican Party in general. Where are the moderates? There's no moderates left in the Republican Party. Ike's supposed to be turning over in his grave, you know, to what happened to the Republican Party. You know, they don't have no spine, no backbone. I mean, you know, the media report, oh, yes, behind closed doors, you know, they're, you know, talking against Trump. But say something publicly. Try to do something, man. You know, you just don't make Trump get away with everything without any no consequences, you know.
Yeah,
have a backbone, have a spine, people.
Yeah. You know, and you're right. You do. You have to condemn. You have to, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, I mean, you have to do that. If you don't do that, then, you know, what good are you? You're just no good, you know. But, you know, McCarthy is on my nerves. I don't know about you, but he's on my nerves, you know, because he, you know, he condemned, you know, the white supremacists from going to a Thanksgiving over there at, you know, Mar-a-Lago, and but he did not mention Trump's name. What a wimp! What a wimp! You know, that's where he ended it. Well, they should, the white supremacists should not be going there. You know, they shouldn't be going to dinner there. You know, what are they doing going there? But he never mentioned Trump opened his door to him, didn't he? He didn't tell him to go away, did he?
No.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know? And McCarthy needs a... What do you think is going to happen to him?
Well, according to the latest news, if you're to believe the news, he doesn't have the full support of the caucus, the Freedom Caucus, and the Republicans in general, because you need 218 votes to become Speaker of the House. So, you know, more than likely, as things go now, a lot of Republicans not really vote for him for Speaker of the House, you know, because they don't think, some of them feel that he's not right-wing enough. Are not fascist enough like them. You know? He's trying to play both sides of the coin. You know,
yeah, he is trying to.
It's not working out for him.
No, it's not. and on the, I think it was yesterday, he said on the House floor that Democrats, and this is what McCarthy said, Democrats could care if Republicans play games on the House floor. So House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy warned his skeptics in the House Republican Conference against opposing him for Speaker of the House floor. We had to speak as one voice. We will only be successful if we work together, or we'll lose individually. This is very fragile that we are only stopgap for the Biden administration. And if we don't do this right, the Democrats can take the majority. If we play games on the floor, the Democrats can end up picking who is Speaker, McCarthy said. And he went on to say, McCarthy completed the first step towards, against the House GOP nomination for the position earlier this month against Biggs, but it was 188-31. So, yeah, you're right, Gabby. He didn't get all that. He's not really loved in there. But I don't know who the heck, you know.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, God forbid, Jim Jordan. Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. My blood pressure goes up just thinking about him. I mean, Jim Jordan is he's vile when he talks, he's loud, and he's nasty, and he treats people badly. He doesn't let them talk. You know, he cuts them off. He's disgusting.
Another one.
Jim Jordan, please. You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
I wish those two people would call back. They waited for nearly 5 minutes, but, you know, we're in the groove and everything. And just as about to put them through, you know, the hang-up. So sorry about that. If you're listening, call back in. We'd love to hear from you. So how was your Thanksgiving? Anything special happened?
My Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, no. My Thanksgiving was wonderful. We ate, we drank, we had fun. It was wonderful. I had a little bit too much wine, too much food, but it was good. And you?
Okay. Well, it was good. Spent some time with a 96-year-old lady who's originally from Michigan. It was decent. It was a decent day.
So today, did you know that the Senate passed the Respect for Marriage Act? And it's a bill it's a bill to codify federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriage. The bill passed 61-36 with no votes coming from the Republicans, as usual. Anything that's, maybe might make someone feel good, they can't vote for it. How's that sound?
And how can, you know, people like Mitch McConnell vote against such a bill where he's in an interracial marriage himself? You know?
And Mitch McConnell, yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's just, that's crazy. And of course, who am I thinking of? Jenny Smith and
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes. It just left my brain. Yes. I mean, interracial. Really? Come on, people. Come on, Republican Party. Get your shit together. You know?
Yeah. Do you hear a noise? I hear this noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stopped.
Don't
I don't know if you heard the noise. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's strange. Absolutely strange.
Yes, Chuck Schumer. I heard a clip from Chuck Schumer on the Respect for Marriage Act, and the Senate voted, as I said today, to codify it. Just queuing it up here. Take a minute. Okay, here we go.
Today voting to protect same-sex and interracial marriages under federal law. Just moments ago, the vote passed with a vote of 61 to 36. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley voted no, while Senator Joni Ernst voted yes. Some see the vote as a preemptive move concerning advocates that the Supreme Court may overturn the landmark court rulings that protect those unions. In a turn from years past, versions of the Respect for Marriage Act has seen some Republican support. The bill does not force states to legalize same-sex marriage, but it does require them to recognize legal marriages from other states, regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin.
Yeah, so it's passed. Good.
That's nice. Absolutely. So the Supreme Court...
We'll have a caller, a new caller. That was number four. Oh, remember when you call in, 515-605-9802, say first name, where you're calling from. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Howdy. This is Tom from Michigan.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Hello, Tom.
Howdy,
I'm glad that you called.
Yeah, I lost my internet there for a little while, so... We got pretty good wind going on up here in town. So.
Yeah, we're supposed to get nasty weather tomorrow right here.
Yeah. So.
Not happy about
that.
But
anyways,
all
is good. All is good. I was so happy to hear that law go through about marriages and whatnot today.
Yeah.
That made my day.
Yeah.
That made my day. What I'm mostly calling for, though, is a topic from last week about the gun banning the so-called assault weapons and whatnot. I don't personally think they should be banned. A couple of reasons. One is they're fun to shoot, if you're just a collector type thing, they're fun to shoot. And if the wrong people should get in control, I want all the help on my side that I can get,
Okay.
As far as, because they've got them, as far as a punishment goes or a penalty, if an assault weapon is used in the commission of a murder, if the person is convicted of that, I think it should be law that they should be put to death immediately. Not 10 years, 15 years later, but right away.
So what you're saying, Tom, is assault rifles, you don't think they should be banned because you feel that maybe there's a need if something happens in the country. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
and
then you also said
did you say some people collect them? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, some people collect them. And then
they're also fun to shoot. you know?
I'm sorry?
They are fun to shoot. They are fun
okay.
to shoot.
I've never shot one.
You know?
I don't know. I can't say.
Okay.
And then you're saying, I'm just running through what you said. So then you're also saying that if you do kill somebody with an assault rifle, there should be a law that you're proven, if you're proven guilty, that you should be sentenced to death, and that is it.
Immediately.
There's no way.
Immediately.
And no waiting time?
No. No, you didn't wait.
Okay.
You didn't wait to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why should you have 35 years worth of appeals and die in prison?
Yeah, well, I've always thought that was weird, so. Yeah.
You know, I understand the appeal process, but if they're going to convict somebody of using an assault weapon to kill somebody, I'm going to bet they've got pretty good evidence. You know, like it was in their hands or, you know, they're on video or whatever, you know. It's not going to be hearsay.
Do you think we
but,
should
you know,
have...
my thoughts...
Go ahead, David, and then I'll ask.
Yeah, my thoughts on it, Tom, is that if you're not in the armed forces or you're not part of the police force, why do you need an AR-15? You know, I mean...
Because, okay,
if
the wrong people get in control of the government, okay, like Trump's people, and they all of a sudden decide... You can't do that anymore, whatever it is, okay? And I'm thinking of serious things, okay? And it
so you're thinking
a
like a
revolution.
Civil War type thing?
Yeah.
Like a Civil War type thing?
They're going to
okay.
have them. You know, my little 9mm handgun or my one-shot shotgun, it isn't going to do a whole lot of damage compared to a military AR-15, you know, that they have. I mean, I might get one or two, but they're going to tear me into shreds.
I'm not sure. Well, I personally, I've never liked guns. I will never like guns. I, you know... that's just me personally.
Right.
I have law enforcement in my family, and when I see, you know, him carrying a gun in his, you know, when he's out and about, it makes me nervous, but that's part of his job, and I understand that.
Right.
But that's just me, and that's who I am. But the other thing is that...
Could it be because you've never been... I don't want to say educated on the – could it be because you've never been around guns and
not really,
know what they're all about?
I mean, hunting, maybe hunting guns, but no. I personally know. And so I guess they're just, you know, something that I – when I think about guns, I just think about death. I guess it's because of everything. You know, that's just how I am. And, you know, everyone's got their opinion.
Right.
But, you know, for them to pass something like that, you know, a law that would say, you know, you murder somebody with an AR-15, you immediately go to prison. I mean, you're going to be sentenced to death. You know, there's
that would be
nothing
a deterrent,
else
wouldn't it?
Done. I don't know how that would. I don't know if that would ever become law. I don't.
No, it probably wouldn't. Wouldn't it be a great deterrent?
Well, yeah,
if you knew
it probably
if you did
would.
That, you were gonna die. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, some states have a death penalty now, and it's not a deterrent for anybody. You know, so.
Well, true. That's just my thoughts on it. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I do understand both sides of the argument. You know.
Yeah. Well, I try to. I mean, I truly try to. Just like, you know, we were talking earlier and we were saying, we would love to talk to somebody and ask them why, you know, in this day and age, why do they vote Republican still? I mean, in this day and age, we would like to, you know, talk to somebody and have them explain. And I would love to listen because I don't understand. Maybe, you know, back in the day when Republicans had a little more honor, you know, I mean, their policies were always different from what I thought. But, you know, I didn't have this feeling about Republicans that I do today. So,
you know what? I
can
tell you what happened. I can tell you.
I have a question for you.
Uh huh.
You ever been in the wrong end of a gun? You ever had one in your face with a crazy person?
Yes, I have.
Ready to pull the trigger? Yeah?
Yes, I have.
And you'd be okay with them having an assault weapon?
I'm just saying that if the other side has them, I want to be able to have one too.
Who are you considering the other side?
Insurrectionists, the Trump people, so on and so forth. You know, if they ever get back in power, the democracy is going to be gone.
You do know that whoever's in power has tanks and aircraft carriers and big time weapons that an assault rifle isn't going to impress anybody at all.
Oh, like I said, I see both sides of the argument. I do. Okay, that's just my feeling.
They take
a
drone out.
Why you don't want to?
Your gun isn't going to help you at all. I've been held down and had somebody put a loaded Black Hawk Magnum, cocked and loaded, in my mouth, threatening to kill me. And I got to tell you, doesn't make you look favorably on guns at all.
Oh, I understand. But after it happened to me, that's when I went out and got one. Because it ain't going
to happen
to me again that way.
Pardon me? It happened to you, Tom, as well?
Yeah, in a store. Where I was working.
Well, if I had a gun, one of us would have been dead and one of us would be in prison. And I don't want to be either one of those people.
Well, if you weren't the one dead and you had a gun in your mouth, you wouldn't be in prison. Okay? Because
I'm sorry,
of self-defense.
He didn't shoot the girl if he already had the gun in my mouth, didn't he?
No.
If you killed him, you wouldn't
be the one in prison.
Yeah, that would
definitely
be the dead
one. I said if you had killed him in that situation.
How?
You
got a gun in my mouth.
If you had a gun with you and you shot him, you know, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's not that easy to pull a trigger on someone. Don't call me Hunt.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't call anybody hard but my wife.
Pull a trigger on someone that you might think.
All right, so Tom, what do you think about Arizona, Florida, and Texas? Do you think they'll ever change in the near future in terms of voting for Democrats instead of Republicans? What's your thoughts on these three states?
I think Arizona might. Okay, because they didn't go totally Republican, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Florida and Texas? I don't think so. I know a lot of people in both states, and they're just very much, you know, they're so wound up on the Democrats are going to take our guns and that Democrats aren't doing anything but allowing immigrants, which is not true, okay? But they're so wound up on those two subjects that I don't think they ever will. You might get one here or one there, you know, a Democrat in office here or one in, from this county or something, but I don't think they're ever going to turn. I know too many people in both states that they just absolutely hate Democrats.
Yeah, it just doesn't, I don't understand, and that's what always boggles my mind, is that what have the Democrats done in the past that has made a person not like their policy. I don't understand. And I wish somebody would explain it to me at some point in my life. And you know, I have a Republican family, and I can't get into conversations with them because it wouldn't work out well. I would like to talk just, to, you know.
I had both, okay? I don't know which one was which. I have my thoughts, but when my mom and dad used to go vote, they always joked that their votes were canceling out each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one was a Republican, one was a Democrat, you know. But the biggest reason the people in the South, I think, keep voting Republican is because the Republicans are the ones who now promote white supremacy.
Yeah, they're racist.
Yes.
And I think that is the biggest reason.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to agree with you, Tom. I think so, too. Yeah, it's got to be.
You know,
something
they still want the Confederate flag. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And you know, Tom.
And that's okay.
In 1964,
you can have the Confederate flag, but not for what it means for them. You know, that the South will rise again. The Confederate flag is part of our history. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the party switched position.
You know what it is.
In 1964, when the Voting Rights Act passed, and in 1965, some other act was passed. You know, is that Dixiecrats went Republican, and you know, is that the party switched positions, meaning the racist Democrats, all of them, the racists in the Democratic Party, went Republican. And with Richard Nixon running in 1960 on the silent majority, you know, where Barry Goldwater and even Eisenhower warned against the Christians and, you know, bringing religion and politics and mixing it. You know, so it's just like a whole thing where, you know, these people, the so-called Christians, grabbed the Republican Party by the horns, took it over, and you have the mixing of the racists with the so-called evangelical Christians, and it just went to hell, the Republican Party. It all came together in 1980 when Reagan was elected. And
yes.
It's got worse ever since.
Yeah, and he's their golden child.
Yeah.
Do you think it's too late for the Republican Party? Do you think the Republican Party can, like, come back and, like, make amends or change or not?
I don't think they want to.
No, they don't want to. I agree with him right now. I don't know. I don't know by 2024, but right now they don't want to. I don't understand what the hold is.
You've got a few of them like Elizabeth Warren. You know, you got a few like Elizabeth Warren who want to have the Republican Party, you know, but there aren't enough of them.
Yeah, it's just, you're not, there's, you know, and the ones that do have a little bit of common sense, like in the party, the older generation, I guess you might want to say, not the Taylor Greens and Hobart, Jim Jordan, the rest of them are silent, scared little babies. It makes no sense. Then get out.
Yep.
Then get out.
I agree.
You know?
Well, that's all I had to say.
Okay, Tom.
Just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. You know, just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth for whatever it's worth.
I appreciate you calling
in. Thanks for calling in, man.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good
evening.
Take
care. See you
soon.
Ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. That was Tom from Michigan. Hey, yes, man. So, geez, I had a couple callers well tonight. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, man. So,
Okay, where do we go from here? We have 20 minutes left. Like Tom said, you and Susan called earlier tonight, that these states, maybe Arizona alone, although three states we're talking about tonight, will change, you know. But for the past four election cycles, I've been hearing, oh, Texas may turn blue. But because of gerrymandering, because of voter intimidation, because of various things, Texas will remain red. You know, I don't think Texas will change for the next 20 years at least. You know?
It's a shame. It's a shame because, like I said, you know, there's possibilities that these people just, you know, just yesterday they were on another boil water in Houston. Another boil water alert because of something that happened with one of the water towers with the electric. And you know that their infrastructure is all private pay. It's all private corporations, you know, unlike other states. And so it's already beginning there. And these people voted them back in. They froze to death almost last winter. All of them, they were cold and they, it just makes my blood boil. I don't understand. I don't get it. Why don't you want somebody to make your life better? Why wouldn't you?
The willful ignorance. That's what I say, the willful ignorance.
I don't know.
The ought to know better, but, you know, it's like willful ignorance. And they're so sucked into Fox News and other right-wing media that, you know, it's like this echo chamber, you know?
Yeah.
But Colorado, looking at Colorado shooter's dad, let's talk about that for a minute. So I have a couple minutes left. He came out saying that, you know, basically he's proud of his son for killing those gay people. You know, that's despicable right there. He grew up his son to be hateful against people who have different sexual orientation from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the father?
The father in Colorado.
The father of the shooter?
Yes.
Are you talking about the father of the shooter? Yes, I saw that interview. He's not rat tight. There's definitely something wrong with him. That his son was not raised properly at all. I think the father was a porn star. He looked horrendous. He used to be a porn star. And he looked really bad. And he looked like he was high when he was doing the interview. I don't know if you saw it, David. I don't think his son had a chance. I really don't. That's my opinion. Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Very disturbing.
I was shocked.
Highly disturbing.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you.
Okay, so do you think, who do you think will win the World Cup? Please don't say USA, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Are we going to fight?
Brazil will win. Brazil or Netherlands. One of those two teams will win.
I don't know. I truly don't know. Yes, I would love to see USA win. Do I think that that is something that is a possibility? Maybe, but probably not. But I'm proud of what they did today. And they should be proud of themselves as well. And, you know, what else can you say? So you were talking about the father of that son, and I just pulled it up because I just want to read what he said so that people understand how these how this craziness comes. And this is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm sorry I let down, I let my son down. Father of accused Colorado club shooter speaks out. Aaron Brink, 48, said he praised his son for violent behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Until 6 months ago, Aaron Brink thought his son died of suicide. Okay? Brink said his ex-wife called him from Colorado in 2016 to tell him his son, Nicholas, named to Anderson Aldrich, and had killed himself. I thought he was dead. I mourned his loss. I had gone through a meltdown, and I thought I had lost my son. When Brink asked his ex-wife why their son had changed his name, she blamed it on the father's involvement in a reality TV show called Intervention, as well as his acting career in the adult film industry. His mother told me he changed his name because I was in Intervention and I was a porno actor. For 6 years, believed his son was dead until Aldrich unexpectedly called his father 6 months ago and started arguing with him over the phone. He's pissed off. He's pissed off at me. He wants to poke at an old man. Then 2 days ago, Brink got a call from his son's attorney telling him that Aldrich was involved in the shooting in the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. Brink said he's a Mormon, and his first reaction was to question why his son was at a gay bar. You know, Mormons don't do gay. There's no gays in Mormon church. We don't do gay, Brink said. But when the 48-year-old learned more details of the deadly shooting, he was shocked. There's no excuse for going and killing people if you're killing people. There's something wrong. It's not the answer. Brink told his son, told CBS, his son was born in San Diego in 2000 in a Sharp Mary Beach Hospital for Women. The couple lived in Cardiff by the Sea at the time, but soon separated after a year and got divorced. I mean, so the father currently works as a mixed martial arts coach, and he taught his son how to fight. I praised him for violent behavior really early. I told him it works. It is instant, and you will get immediate results, the father said. I mean, this is how this kid was raised. Think about it.
Yep, dysfunctional.
And I'm not saying that, you know, this kid, you know, didn't know right from wrong, but it doesn't sound like he had much of a chance. His mother told the father the son is dead. I mean, really? I mean, think about the whole scenario. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He said, I love my son. Please forgive my son. I mean, I understand he loves his son. I get all that. But teaching him to be violent at a young age?
Right, and hating people because of sexual orientation. Well, I guess the parents are scumbags. I guess the parents are scumbags. The parents are scumbags. You know.
They didn't have much of a didn't have a chance, did he? I mean, I don't know what else to say. He didn't have much of a chance. But it does not excuse what he did. You know? Never. And he should get the max. I don't know if they have the death penalty there, do they?
I have no idea, but, you know, death penalty is too good for him. Yeah, I agree,
but I guess. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, the final thing is Mike Pence. He was on Meet the Press last Sunday, and he was letting everybody else know Trump. You know, he was making excuses for Donald Trump. Do you think Pence is even going to come close and get the Republican nomination in 2024 if he runs?
Hell to the hell no. Pence gives me the creeps. I think that he is a wimp. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, just saying that he will not talk to the January 6th commission says a lot about
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, now he's talking to the press when he has a book out.
Yeah,
you know?
Promoting his book, his worthless
promoting
book.
Promoting his book? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
no. Pence has no business running for anything in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked
mm-hmm.
him as vice president, and I don't like him now. That's not
mm-hmm.
changed in my
mm-hmm.
eyes. You know?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it comes down to, money.
Yeah.
You know, he's promoting his stupid book, and or testifying in front of Congress. Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. He had a death warrant on him, just to say it the way it is. They were going to hang him,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the guts to say the president did the wrong thing. He incited violence. He was an insurrectionist. He doesn't have the guts
mm-hmm.
to say that. And he wants to be president of the United States. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing that he said is that, you know, Trump's words on January 6th endangered me and my family. You think?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, he's trying to have you murdered.
mm-hmm.
You know? And a whole bunch of other people, but just because he didn't do Trump's bidding, which would be illegal to do because it's not in your constitutional duty as vice president
mm-hmm.
not to certify elections and everything.
Yeah.
And I think,
it's
just a test run for 2024 because I try to pull the same shit and the way it's going to backfire miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And how much more people is going to die because of Trump's rubbish and rhetoric and the current Republican Party with the Lauren Boberts of the world and Marjorie Taylor
mm-hmm.
Greene and Kevin McCarthy who have no backbone. You know,
Jim
Scalise, Jim Jordan,
yeah.
You know, the list goes
yes.
on and on and on and on.
You know, it doesn't matter.
There's
end.
No redeemable quality in anybody in
yep.
the Republican Party today. Not
nope.
one. You know.
Oh, I wanted to mention one other thing. Did you know
mm-hmm.
that Stephen Miller,
mm-hmm.
Testified to the January 6th federal grand jury.
Oh, he did. Okay.
They got him.
And
yeah.
Anything came out about what he said in front of the committee?
Let me read what it says here. Former Trump advisor Stephen Miller, and I think he was nasty, and I won't say what I think about him, but it's not nice. But
mm-hmm.
he was a lot of the problem in the Trump administration. Former Trump
mm-hmm.
advisor Stephen Miller testified on Tuesday to a federal grand jury in D.C. as part of the January 6th investigation. It says he was at federal courthouse in downtown Washington for several hours through Tuesday. According to a person familiar with the investigation, January prosecutor Thomas Wyndham was spotted at the same federal courthouse on Tuesday. Wyndham is expected to join the newly created special counsel office led by longtime public corruption prosecutor Jack Smith and will continue leading the investigation into former President Donald Trump's role and efforts to impede the transfer of power following the 2020 election. It doesn't really
mm-hmm.
go on, but it does say that it went on for a few hours, and
mm-hmm.
that'll be interesting to find out about that.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah.
What do you
yeah.
think Stephen Miller said? He was part of the problem. He is also
mm-hmm.
a fascist. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, he looks like a Nazi. Look at him.
Yeah, I didn't want to say the word, but you're right.
Yeah, he looks like absolutely. A Nazi. His own family, his own and everything. So.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that somebody married him.
You had a child with him, the spawn of Satan. Jesus, that poor kid.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I wish
him. Honestly.
Poor kid. Mm-hmm.
I, you know, so that'll be interesting to see, to hear, you know, what he had to say and what
mm-hmm.
he knew about January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It really will. He's been kind of laying low, hasn't he?
Who, you mean Trump or who?
No. The gentleman I was just talking about. Stephen Miller.
Oh, Stephen Smith.
No, Stephen
who?
Miller, the one that they...
Stephen Miller, right. He's been quiet. I mean, much more will come out while he testified on the January 6th committee, because the report is supposed to be coming out in December before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And who else testified today?
Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway testified as well today.
Okay, she was another one. Yes, she did. Yeah, she also testified as well. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and that'll
you know,
be interesting
by,
too.
Yes. You know, so I mean, did they defend Trump, or how can anybody defend such bullshit? That's breaking the laws, the Constitution. How can you defend a man who inspired an uprising?
Yeah,
you know,
Kellyanne.
Yeah, she's a con job. Kellyanne con job, that's what I call her.
Yeah,
she's
no kidding.
Nice. And how can Josh Conway
be
such an evil person?
I don't know.
Was, but Lord,
I don't know.
I guess I don't listen to that. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, who knows, but... The Republican Party the dogs. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to hear. And they are going to, I think they are going to have another, the January 6th committee is going to have another report coming out. I thought I heard...
Yes, December coming out, yes.
In December, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that'll be interesting, too. I'll be happy to hear what they have to say. Oh, and there's another Republican from Wisconsin. His name is Robert Voss, V-O-S. He's also expected to meet with the January 6th panel on Wednesday. Voss drew the ire of former President Donald Trump when he refused to use power as Assembly Speaker to try to overturn the 2020 election results. As a top official in Wisconsin who said former President Donald Trump called to urge him to overturn the 2020 election results, scheduled to sit for a deposition Wednesday with the House panel investigating the riot, two people familiar with the matter said. Interesting. So that's another one. So that's somebody else as well. So they've been busy. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's just hope the report coming out in December is given to the Department of Justice, where they'll seek prosecution and laws that were broken. And, you know, may the chips fall where they may, because people have to go to prison, from Trump right down to the people who enable them. And it's not right where if any regular person did what Trump did, then they'd have been in prison for years. You know, they wouldn't sort of be like a day for years upon years. And he stole boxes, literally boxes, some of them missing, secrets in the United States. You know, saying that it was his stuff. It's not his stuff. It belonged to the people of the United States. You know, so God's willing, good sense prevail. The Attorney General do his job, prosecute him to the full extent of the law. They get him on tax evasion. They get him in Georgia trying to, you know, do some bandula thing in Georgia to get more votes and threaten people, to, you know, with votes. And this new guy, mm-hmm. Jack Smith, looks like a nonsense from anybody. And for him,
no.
Trump, to threaten Jack Smith's family and Jack Smith himself,
yep.
You know, you just
yep.
see the arrogance of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's going to backfire in his face, and he's going to go to prison for a very long time. You know, want to see that day happen.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable that untouchable still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
thinks he's Teflon Man. You know, Teflon,
yeah.
after a while, you know, it's crappy and you got to throw it away. You know, so
mm-hmm.
he thinks he's Teflon Man. He really does.
The arrogance of Donald Trump.
Not only the arrogance, but the narcissism. You know, he is sick. He's a sick narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
He only loves
mm-hmm.
himself. You know, that's
yeah,
it.
Sociopath. Definitely
yeah.
a sociopath.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're absolutely right.
He puts his
sick.
Own family in danger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go. I'm going to play these two ads for Raphael Warnock.
Okay.
And we'll close out and everything, but after the ads.
Okay. Sounds great.
The United States Senator, representing the people of Georgia, is to represent the concerns, the hopes, the dreams, the anxieties of 11 million. And you have that responsibility.
Sorry.
The four most important words uttered in a democracy are the people that spoke. Democracy is the house in which we get to fight for everything else that we care about. Because I believe that democracy is the political enactment of a spiritual idea. This notion that each of us has within ourselves a spark of the divine. And if that is true, we all ought to have a voice in the direction of the country and our destiny within. The people of Georgia have an important decision to make. It's about who's going to represent Georgia.
Reverend Warnock said he was going to cabinet fight on the instant. I was so happy because it was so needed. You know, it doesn't make sense that something that is so important to so many people that travels out of disease. My name is Maddie England. I've been a nurse for over 30-something years after working in medicine for so long. And when I needed insulin, I couldn't get it. The price was out of my reach on my retirement. I mean, you had to decide, am I going to pay light bill today or am I going to get my insulin? Reverend Warnock said he was going to cap the cost of insulin, and he did. I'm voting for Reverend Warnock because I believe he's a man of his word. I believe Reverend Warnock is going to be great for all of us, for all of Georgia.
So there you have it, folks. Vote for Warnock. If you're listening in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Georgia in general, vote for Senator Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker is a fool. He's a bloody fool. He's a damn fool. You shouldn't even vote for him for dog catcher.
No.
You know, dogs don't deserve Herschel Walker. He's a pawn, and he's a yes man for the Republican Trumpers.
That's all he is. He probably,
yes.
you know, if they hand him a bill, you know, he probably won't even understand it, and they'll tell him how to vote. That's how it'll be.
The people of Georgia. Can Herschel Walker read? You know, can Herschel Walker read?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. One last thing. President Biden was in Michigan today. So that was exciting. Yeah, he came to talk about his infrastructure plan and about the infrastructure plan, and also, you know, the chips that are going to be made in this country, et cetera. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Don't mind.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's going to get reelected in 2024.
All right, folks, thanks for joining. Thanks for sharing on facebook.com/kitchenpockets123. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Thank you for sharing across social media. Thanks for all the people calling tonight. We appreciate your input and even for listening. We're back again Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope you can join us then. Till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Night, David. This is Lori Chica from Michigan, and I hope to hear from all of you again on Thursday. Have a good evening, and stay safe. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Where is he at? I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring.
Then spring became a summer. Will then leave you all alone.
Hands,
touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline, dun, dun, dun. The times never seem so good. I've been in time
to believe that all was gone now. No, there's one night,
and it don't seem so lonely.
We fill it up with all the rain, too. And when I heard heaven's arms off my shoulders, how can I hurt when holding you? Water, touching water, reaching out,
touching you.
Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. The times never seem so good, so good, so good. I've been in time, bum, bum, bum. Never would, oh Lord, no.
Da-na-na, da-na-na, da.
Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum.
Sweet Caroline,